you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, it's time to cut the cake. 5:42 left. 20-8, I'll be leading by 12. Ryan, did you find anything out during that timeout?
Yes, they're looking to ride Ryan's hot hand. As you guys have noticed, he hasn't missed too many shots. They're going to try and get it down low and work the middle of the post like they've been doing and just keep attacking the middle of the paint.
Thank you, Ryan. And thank you for the agreement with the Ugly Bearcat bench. Here comes Kraft. Back over to Hanson in the left wing. Into Ginter in the left corner. Trying to feed him to Seaman. Nothing there. He drives in for himself, and he goes up. And it's a block by White and rebounded by Liefrenz. The lead stands at 12. 5:20 left in the first half. Ugly leading over Harbor Beach. Gabe Messing across the timeline.
I think the Ugly crowd wanted to travel on Ginter on the two-foot jump stop.
Just a little bit. And Gabe Messing drives into the lane. He gets fouled by Harbor Beach. By number 44, Sloan Glassy, that's his first team third. The foul was on the court, on the floor, I should say, so Gabe Messing has it underneath the Upley's own hoop. 5:12 left, 20-8, Liefrenz for three from the corner, yes! Marshall Liefrenz now has 16 points. Upley has 23. Sloan Glassy takes the shot from the right block, and he gets fouled. And he's at the line for two shots, and that foul is on number 44. There is no 44. 14, there we 14. Go. Austin Drake, that's his second, team fifth. Sloan Glassy for two. First one's no good. Harbor Beach not shooting very well from the free throw line at all. They're 1-for-5 for 20%.
Well, this is a bit of a hostile environment for the Pirates.
Glassy, second one, no good. That looks ugly as well. And rebound by White for Ugly. Liefrenz kicks it up to Josh White across the timeline. And back up to Nick Sweeney, top of the key. Being guarded by Ginther. And Andrew Stevens gets the steal. He has wide open spaces, but he loses it. Kicks it back up, and he gets called for travel. Ugly ball. Andrew Stevens lost it, goes on it. Rolled with it, and got called for a travel.
They're just, well, you know, they're giving it the old college try here in high school, but I'm going to tell you what, Clark, right now things are rolling for the Bearcats, and it's really tough for the Pirates to find anything that they can hang their hat on. They're looking for any stop that they can right now.
And here comes Sweeney across the timeline, gets kicked off the shins of Liefrenz. Ginther has it at the left post. He goes up with air ball, and out of bounds, last touch by Dave Messing of Ugly. Harbor Beach ball underneath thrown hoop. With 4:29 left in the second, Ugly leads by 15, the largest of the night, 23-8. Graff underneath his own hoop, beats it into Seaman. Back up to Graff, drives into the lane. He loses it, but Booms is there to pitch it. Seaman almost took the three, decided not to. Booms back on the right wing, top of the key, Graff. Graff drives into the lane, kicks it back over to Glassy, and it's last touch by Ugly. It's going to be hard to reach ball. 4:16 left now. Same score, 23-8, 15-point lead for the Bearcats. Graff, underneath the zone of hoop, kicks into Booms, the left corner for three, yes! Harbor Beach finally hits double digits, cuts the lead to 12 for the Bearcats as Booms hits a three, the second of the night for the Pirates. Sweeney, Faberge, over to Liefrenz. Graff being guarded by Graff, a little bit of a size difference there. Sweeney on the right front, right wing, drives across the top of the key over to the other side, and we have a block on Harbor Beach.
That's going to be on Sloan Glassy. That is his second foul.
Nope, it's on number 12, Aaron Ginther. It should have been on Sloan Glassy, but it was set on Aaron Ginther, his second, the fourth. Sweeney takes it over to Liefrenz, top of the key. 3:45 left in the first half, 23-11, Ugly lead, Harbor Beach. Sweeney drives in, kicks it into Liefrenz, wide open for two. Lifrent now has 18 points in the game. As Classy has it for the Pirates, over to Booms on the left wing. Feeds into Skinner, tries to feed into the opposite side of the post. To Classy, was stolen by the Bearcats. Sweeney, top of the key. 3:15 left. The three by Gabe Messing. Yes! Gabe Messing with the first point for him tonight is a three. And a 17-point lead, the largest of the night for the Bearcats. Another timeout called by Harbor Beach. That's their third of the night. You're tuned to WLEW.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Don't stop the party. That's what Ubley is saying during this timeout. Our reach called their third timeout of the night. With 3:11 left in the first half, Ubley leads by 17. Harbor Beach has only scored 6 points in the second quarter. Ubley has scored 15, and 12 of those come from Marshall Leifert.
We have a possibility of getting snowed in and everything is happening right now.
Not sure if you're talking about inside the gym or outside. Hanson has checked back into the game for the Pirates. He comes across the timeline. Over to Kraft, the left wing. Andrew Seaman for top of the three. No good. Rebound. Boom. He goes in, and he gets fouled on the return. So he's at the line for another two shots from the charity stripe. As Ubley is charged with their sixth team foul of the half, and it's on number 34, Marshall Leifrand, his first. Ubley's closest thing to foul trouble, number 14, Austin Drake. He has two. Otherwise, one is the maximum. Jordan Boone. First one off the back of the iron and no good. Score stays the same, 28-11. Ubley over Harbor Beach. 2:55 left in the first half.
I think Coach Rubel, yeah. I think Coach Rubel, his timeout basically is going to try to encourage the Pirates to get into a little helter-skelter kind of ball game. Get out there and play some belly button defense.
As the second free throw is no good, score stays the same, 28-11. Josh White drives down the lane, goes up, no good. Rebound, Black Branch for the tip. That one's no good. Rebound, Josh White again. Takes it out to number 22, over to number 10. That's Sweeney for three. No good. Rebound, Klasky. Harbor Beach has it. Klasky draws the timeline. 2.5 left. And he loses it. Sweeney grabs it. Comes across the timeline with 2:20 left, 28-11. Sweeney drives right down the lane, kicks it out to Leifrand for three, and that's a travel. And Leifrand grabbed it and then took a step back to make it a three, and it was no good.
Marshall thought his left foot was already planted and that his right foot is what he brought back on the other side of the timeline. He looks a little confused by it, but he says, you know, I've made a few more than Harbor Beach has, so it's okay.
As Kraft takes the runner from the right side, that one was good. That looked good. As he has his first points of the night, makes it 28-13, a 15-point lead for the Bearcats with less than two to play in the first half. As Sweeney kicks it into Leifrand in the left post, and we have a no shot, but there's a foul. Looks like it's boom. Now, Ryan, what you hearing that timeout there?
What Harbor Beach is trying to do is just get into a rhythm these last few minutes of the quarter because they haven't been any sort of sync with each other on offense or defense. What Coach Rubel is going to try and do is just make a small mini run to go into the half.
Thank you, Ryan. Minute 53 left in the second quarter, 28-13. Ubley ball underneath their own hoop. As they feed it into Marshall Leifrand on the give and go, that one's no good. Last touch by Jordan Booms. That foul was on Jordan Booms on the court. That's a very slick play there. They tried to feed in Leifrand for basically an alley-oop, and it was no good, barely. This time into Josh White. He tries to take a jump shot. This one's blocked in the hit goal by Kraft. And Glassy comes across the timeline over to Hanson for three from the right wing. No. Rebound, Josh White. Minute 38 left, 28-13. Ubley lead before heading into locker rooms at halftime. Sweeney drives in the lane with a little give and go. Rebound,